T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. The Billboard Music Awards were last night. And
our people were there. Was that in Vegas?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jane was there.
We had a couple winners who went there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course she was there. It was a very important night for music. And she's a very important person in the music world. Kelly Clarkson was the host. And she started off the Billboard Music Awards with an emotional speech about the shooting at Santa Fe High School in Texas. She is a Texan, isn't she?
She is.
She said they wanted to do a moment of silence. That's nice.
That's nice.
Later in the show, Shawn Mendes and Khalid honored the victims by performing Shawn's song Youth. Or actually, I think that it's a collaboration between the two of them, along with a choir of survivors from the Parkland, Florida shooting. Janet Jackson got the Icon Award. She performed a medley of Nasty, If, and Throb.
I will always think about Kathy when I hear this song, our traffic girl.
When we had to do a karaoke bet payoff.
Oh, did she sing it? I don't remember.
Yeah.
Yep.
Miss Jackson, if you know.
She was so embarrassed.
Of course.
That she just couldn't get through it. So fun.
Then Janet gave a speech about women's rights and said that our public discourse is loud and harsh. Her performance had people on their feet, but Salt and Peppa, they say, brought the house down. They closed the show with a medley of their own. They did Push It, Shoop, and Let's Talk About Sex. And then they brought out En Vogue for What a Man, What a Man, What a Man, What a Mighty Good Man.
Oh, how fun.
Mighty, mighty good man. Be-doop, shoop, be-doop, shoop, be-doop, 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 shoop, be-doop. Christina Aguilera and Demi Lovato, they did their new song, Fall in Line. Go, Christina. Come on, Adele.
So, do you like her singing or not?
I love her.
I love her singing.
I just love that she frogs it up every time. It's awesome. Like,
it's
who can again? Even do that?
It's called a vocal growl.
Yeah, she's amazing. The run she does, I mean, she just never hits a bad note. She can run it all over the place. It's just like someone just splashing their hand on a keyboard and she hits every note. It's incredible.
In key.
What?
In key.
Yeah, oh yeah.
She's
right.
Splashing on a keyboard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That would just be right. It would be very brash. Right. Some amazing, like John Legend splashes his hand on a keyboard. He never hits the wrong note.
Right.
Kelly Clarkson reminded everybody how amazing she is with, they say, a ridiculously powerful performance of Whole Lotta Woman. Taylor Swift used one of her acceptance speeches to play the victim, saying how she was feeling misunderstood for a while. But thanks to her fans, she finally feels understood again. Reaction to her new album changed all that. I'm so happy.
What is she talking about?
Who knows? Who cares?
Misunderstood about what?
I don't know. How much money she has or something. We just didn't understand.
It's more.
Some people actually got awards as well. Ed Sheeran, Bruno Mars, Kendrick Lamar, and Chris Stapleton were all big winners. The song Despacito picked up a bunch.
Last year there was this big winning war on Despacito.com. Anyway, it's a porn site now.
What?
It's a porn site now.
Despacito is?
Yeah. Oh. Some porn company ended up winning the bidding war for it.
Oh.
I was tracking. I was seeing what's it going to end up being, and now.
I really wish I could. I should try and learn all that. I love that song.
All the lyrics? That'd be great if you could, like,
yeah,
go to karaoke and
I
just.
I never will be able to, but I wish I could.
You could.
Taylor Swift recently recorded an acoustic cover of September by Earth, Wind, and Fire. She released it on Spotify. She says that, I guess that. One of the guys in the band was like, oh, that's pretty good. That's not bad. But not the person who wrote the song, who is an old lady now. Her name is Allie Willis. She co-wrote the song with Maurice White and Al McKay from Earth, Wind, and Fire. So here's what the song says. Here's the lady. She's looking grizzled.
Oh, is that why she makes the news? Look at her.
So she's...
What's she going for? Costume party look?
I guess. I don't know. She got soul and brass knuckles. She reportedly said, let me read you this quote before we play you Taylor's version of it. She said, I didn't really think she did a horrible job. Yes, I felt it was as lethargic as a drunk turtle dozing under a sunflower after ingesting a bottle of Valium, and I thought it had all the build of a one-story motel. But, I mean, the girl didn't kill anybody. She didn't run over your foot. She just cut a very calm and somewhat boring take on one of the peppiest, happiest, and most popular songs in history.
Wow.
Can I have that sheet back that I gave you with the picture of her? I think her quote goes on. And she is delightful.
What's her name again?
Allie Willis.
Okay.
No, that's basically the whole thing. So now we're going to hear the version of September. Oh, and I think, too, that she changed the date. Isn't it like the 21st day of September? Or is it the 24th day?
That.
And she changed it to the 28th day. I don't know why. What happened to her on September 28th?
It has banjo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a country version, I guess. I mean, it's not. She's right.
It's not great.
Not the worst thing. It just sounds really.
The stuff she's done on Spotify, like
good.
Her video for Delicate on Spotify was not good. She should give them something better.
Oh, here's the rest of the quote from this lady. Who looks straight out of, like, the hate. Like, she was one of the originals. You know, you got to look up her picture. She said, I'm honored you'd choose to do my song and that it meant enough to you that you wanted to personalize it to the goddamn 28th night of September, that you wanted to cover it with banjo. Adorable.
Well, good for this lady, because I'd never seen her or heard of her, and this cover allowed her to get out into the public eye.
They say that she's done, let's see... She wrote I'll Be There For You, the theme song to Friends.
Oh.
Oh, really?
And she co-wrote the musical The Color Purple. She was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame earlier this year, so she's clearly...
So you're telling me that band, the Rembrandts, that did the I'll Be There For You, they didn't even write that damn thing?
It was this chick, Allie Willis.
So the one thing that band ever did, they didn't even do.
No, they didn't do it.
Unbelievable.
Lots of musicians and celebrities obviously were walking the red carpet for the Billboard Music Awards. But it looks like Chrissy Teigen, she was watching from home. She just had a baby.
Uh-huh.
And when John Legend came walking down, she sent out an Instagram that says, wow, didn't you just have a baby, John? Shaking my head. Go take care of it. Disgusting. She's so damn funny. And she just does not hold back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, first of all, they named the baby, by the way, Miles Theodore Stevens, I believe. Is that John Legend's real last name? Because I was like, where'd Stevens come from? I don't recognize that.
Miles was on my list if we had a boy.
Yeah, Miles is cute. Name for Miles Davis, they're saying.
Yeah, his real name is John Roger Stevens.
Oh, funny. Miles Theodore Stevens. She said, oh, he said, when he came out, we hung with him for a while, and we're like, he looks like a Miles. Mm.
Huh.
So.
It's adorable.
She said something else about the birth, which was hilarious. So when she introduced it, she said, hello, world. This is Miles Theodore Stevens. We're drowning in his little peeps and nuzzles. Our household feels overwhelmed with love. Thank you for all your well wishes. He was born May 16th. She's been gushing about him even days before they announced the name. We're in love. A follower asked if he looks like older sister Luna. And she said, same nose. He's a few weeks early, so he's little and makes the teeniest noises. Mm-hmm. She was talking about her few post-delivery days. She is very unfiltered. She says, I can, and I can't read this whole quote. You're going to have to either look at her Instagram or I can't read it on the air. But I'll give you the gist. I can confirm postpartum life is 90% better when you don't rip to your... Yeah, baby boy one, Luna zero. She was also, she's been candid about her postpartum difficulties after Luna was born 2 years ago. She said this time around she's ready to tackle it. Do I worry about it with this little boy? I do, but I also know that I feel like when it does happen, if it does, I'm so ready for it. Hmm. So Chrissy Teigen, John Legend have named their little boy Miles.
Roger Stevens.
John Roger Stevens.
You know what Bruno Mars' real name is?
No.
Peter Hernandez.
Peter Hernandez?
You know Alicia Keys?
No.
What?
Alicia Cook.
You know what? We were looking at, I think it was Michael Jackson is where we started with the surgeries on at pictures, which it just goes from such a handsome young man to just a horror show.
Yes.
And then I looked away and the missus pulled up Janet and you see her surgeries. I didn't know Alicia Keys had a nose job too, though.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That was the next thing she pulled up and I went, whoa, full on difference.
That's
obviously,
I want to see this. Was it Big Honker?
What she did for herself worked.
Yeah.
What Michael did to himself
never
didn't.
Stopped.
Right.
Do you want to know what Olivia Wilde's real name is?
Sure.
Olivia Cockburn.
Oh, she should have stayed with that.
She should have stuck with Cockburn. yeah, she's got a little bigger nose. It's not bad. I mean, honestly.
There's a big difference right there.
Yeah, but she's still cute. But yeah, it is a more glamorous nose that she has now. It's just sort of thinned out a little. Look how cute she is as a little girl.
Look how cute she is now.
She's a cute girl. And beautiful. She seems so strong and powerful. Like, I love Alicia Keys. This is hilarious. This is never going to happen, but I just had to laugh. Michael Avenatti, do you know who that is?
No.
Stormy Daniels' lawyer. The one who's on every damn news show all the time. Good-looking guy. You know, he's got that jawline, whatever. There's no deal yet, but they're saying that they're pitching a Michael Avenatti, Anthony Scaramucci TV show, which I don't know how the two of these got lumped in together. But it's so funny because a lot of people have said of this Michael Avenatti guy who's been on, I'm not kidding, 150 news
shows.
Well, he's
where cashing he's, in on his fame, as is his client. Mooch is already a super rich dude. I don't think he'd do it.
But he is definitely one of those guys that loves the camera too. Like, I could picture him doing it more than the Michael Avenatti guy, although I wouldn't put it past either one of them. And together. Delightful. They've been pitched, I guess some television networks have been pitched a show concept starring Michael Avenatti, Stormy Daniels' attorney, and Donald Trump, former, I don't even know, chief of communications for 10 days or something. I don't know what his position was exactly. Scaramucci, the Mooch. No deal's been struck.
These guys would end up on a news channel, though, wouldn't they?
I don't know where they'd put a reality show for them. Maybe. Maybe it's more of a sort of a not less of a reality show and more of a news show. Anyway.
Well, but the news channels have become so ridiculous that they would be. I could see them putting them on.
Scaramucci's agent is the one who made the pitch. He's a co-president of UTA. Is that United Theater Actors or something like that? They're a big agency.
Yeah.
There was a big party the Friday night before the White House Correspondents' Dinner last night. Avenatti was spotted there, and he was hanging out with the UTA people. He's been all over cable news for a couple months, and leading to his questions about him possibly being interested in a television deal. He said, I have no intention of having a career in television. My focus is on this case and my other clients. Mm-hmm. I have no interest. I enjoy my law practice and look forward to prevailing on behalf of my client, Stormy Daniels.
Right.
Yeah. The Mooch. Anthony likes TV. He's a natural on TV. He'd certainly consider the right opportunity, said a source close to the Mooch, who I assume sounds like the Mooch. Anyway, I don't know what the concept of the show would be, but that's a show I'd check out. What's coming up in the news, Vince?
Well, I've got some health advice for you. Starbucks makes the news, and the words that were born the same year you were.
Oh.
After these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. UCSF Medical Center is ranked the number one hospital in California by U.S. News and World Report. UCSF Health, redefining possible.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Mercari.
Oh.
Mercari is the selling app that makes it super fast and easy to sell almost anything. Learn more at Mercari.com.
Well, all right.
Here's what's happening. The Warriors won in style last night. Great game. Steph started slow, but ended up fire.
And just killed him.
We got a good win.
Yeah.
So you can check your stocks app this morning as the market's up over 20. The Dow is up over 25K. And unless you're a Snap owner, you should be looking good.
Great.
It's really good news.
Oh,
I guess.
Wow.
Snap's actually up a little bit.
Yeah, barely. Nothing worthwhile. Nothing mentionable. Still down. Whatever.
Almost $11.
Almost. It cost 21, man. Anyway, the rest of the stocks are looking good as it looks like China and the U.S. and the trade deal is looking better than it had been. That's good to know. Yay.
Hooray.
Starbucks got a lot of bad press last month when a manager in a Philadelphia shop called the cops on two black guys who were sitting in the store but hadn't ordered yet. They were sitting there waiting for a friend.
Had been there about 90 seconds when this lady started hassling them.
Over the weekend, they announced a new policy. Anyone is allowed to sit in a Starbucks or use their bathrooms, even if you don't buy anything.
Oh.
Wow.
They say it's to, quote, create a culture of warmth and belonging where everyone is welcome.
Everything's fine at the Starbucks.
That's smart.
It is. Well, they'll eliminates any question.
They'll have to train people on how to deal with, you know, the Daryls that come by and never leave. But that's real life.
Here's a nice warm place for me to sit forever.
Mm-hmm. You know, but that.
Yep.
Why is that so funny?
Daryls.
The Daryls.
It's like a Daryl, but it's more of a Daryl.
You know, the people who'll pitch camp and stay all day, they're the ones who'll need to be politely escorted off the premises. But
well, if they run into problems with it, maybe they can make adjustments in the future. But for right now, it's nice to know that they...
Well, after that bad press, anything will help them, right?
It wasn't pretty.
Right. So Starbucks says, come on in, use our bathroom, have a seat, no worries. This next story, I thought it was going to be a lot more fun than it actually is, but I'll check a couple of these for you guys.
Okay.
So it looks like... Merriam-Webster's has a website where you can see which words were born the same year that you were.
Like, because every year you always have a list of words that are getting added to the dictionary.
So if you were born in 88, for example, F-bomb became a word. Gangsta.
Oh.
Gentleman's Club. E-book.
Oh,
in 88. Mosh pit in 88. Huh. Road rage.
Boy, 88 was a big year.
Yeah. So I looked up 69, which is my... And there's a lot of words, so I'm looking through them all.
I'm looking at some right now.
And I'm all, 69 was sucked. Aggro became a word.
Oh, wow, in 69.
High tech became a word in 69. But lots of ones that you'd just want to skip. So I was trying to think as I looked at this morning. I didn't want to be insulting, so I was like... Was Sarah 67?
66. Yeah. Yuzi was 67.
Yeah, I'm 67.
All right. Well, let's see here.
66. I only needed one more six to make it perfect.
Chlamydia.
Oh, chlamydia was born in 1966? That's awesome!
In 67, aerobics.
Oh, Yuzi. Aerobics.
So anyway, if you want to do this for yourself, I thought it was going to be a lot cooler. There's so many words born each year that you go, okay,
so there's only
that's
a few
fun.
That are interesting.
Yeah, there's very few, and they're all alphabetical, so you when you open the page, you get all the A's. Mm. And there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
Hissy fit, 67.
Oh, hissy fit is hilarious. He's throwing a hissy fit.
Groupie, Sarah, 1966.
Oh, boy. A lot of words that apply to me.
Druggy.
Druggy, chlamydia, hissy fit.
I'm
no, hissy
all
fit
the
was
key
you.
Ones
yeah.
For you.
Nice. Do you know what 74 is?
Oh, is that what year you were born?
Yeah.
You can go to Merriam-Webster.com/time traveler, and it's a little spot where you can pull up your year.
74, acquaintance rape.
Acquaintance rape?
Well, that's...
We don't even use that anymore.
Alternative
what is that?
Music.
Alternative music.
Oh, funny.
Wait, so is acquaintance rape like date rape?
I don't know.
Is that what that be?
Or is it just being raped by someone that you sort of know?
Rape committed by someone known to the victim.
No.
Gotcha.
Acquaintance rape. What was it?
Gotcha.
Oh, gotcha. That's
probiotic is your year.
Of course, probiotic, Hooman.
Oh, you
love probiotics.
Wimp out is on your list.
What?
Wimp out.
Oh, funny.
That's not for me.
That's a good one.
Anyway, that's Merriam-Webster.com. Time traveler.
He's still pissed about acquaintance.
Oh, string bikini was in the.
Oh, string bikini.
Oh,
cool,
nice.
Man, string bikini.
That's good.
Also transgender.
Oh.
Ultralight.
Ultralight?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like those flying, like glider planes?
Like your cigarettes? Who knows?
Oh.
How much of your life do you spend indoors, Sarah?
I spend a lot of my life, probably 2/3 of my life, at least.
Even more.
Yeah.
They say it's like 90% of your life is spent indoors when you include the time you spend sleeping.
Well, that's the first thing I thought of was, I'm spending at least 8 hours.
So the average person says, about 66%, but when they're really...
Funny, because I thought at least, 2/3 at work for 8, but you're not outside the rest of the time.
Right.
And even being in your car doesn't really count as being outside.
66% would mean you spend 8 hours a day outside. So for most of us, unless you work outdoors.
Which I did, though. I've spent 66% over the weekend, I'll tell you that right now.
Or you're retired on a beach somewhere. You're spending more like 90% of your life inside. And then if you love the inside... I mean, who knows what that is? Like the kids who play video games all day.
Right. They're spending 100%.
Yeah, I'm probably closer to that.
Well, there are definitely days when it's 100% for me. Mm. But there were in the olden days. And after July 4th, I'm going to be spending a lot more time indoors.
Oh, really? You really think you're going to get that yard done and be done with it, huh?
Yeah, I'll never even have to look at it again.
Yeah, right.
I have a bunch of tomatoes growing.
Speaking of video games, Fortnite is the new big one, and apparently...
Yeah, what's Fortnite all about?
I don't know. I don't play video games.
People are into this.
The kids love it.
It's crazy.
It's the new one, and it's become the new grounding. It's a powerful parenting tool, apparently.
Oh, to take away Fortnite?
Rip Fortnite from the kid if they're not pulling their weight around the house.
I wouldn't even know how to do it.
Because that's the thing they need. It's like pulling the phone.
Mm.
Or, you know.
Yeah, taking the handheld away.
2 out of 3 moms say the threat to ban Fortnite has become the new punishment. And most of us don't even know what that is.
I've never played. I don't even want to play it because I don't want to like a video game. That's the last thing I need in my life. I find ways to waste whole days on I have in the past. I gave them up.
You're not playing any now at all.
Right? I was playing Pokemon until last summer.
Why'd you stop?
Because they changed it and it started to suck.
Oh.
John and I were on our walk last night and we were walking. We happened to walk through this area that has a lot of Pokestops. And I was like, oh, I kind of miss Pokemon. He's like, yeah, me too.
Have you heard of a game called Villagers and Heroes?
No.
Oh.
Is that a biggie?
Sounds good.
Yeah, a couple people sent that to me because when you guys, I think, have we talked about Fortnite before?
Fortnite's come up because I've seen so many people talking about it that I assume... At least your youngest was into it, but he doesn't play games.
They,
huh?
Well, it's not that they don't play games because they do play video games. But they, I don't know that they're into it yet, or maybe they're not telling me, so I can't take it away from them.
All right.
When you guys mentioned Fortnite, people sent me other games, and that was one of the ones. The villagers.
Villagers and what?
Villagers and Heroes. I think. Right. I'm trying to find it. Yeah.
So here's Fortnite right here. They're playing. It's like a first-person shooter game. This is live, and
so it's just the new Halo,
but it with crappy graphics. That's sucky. That looks old school.
That can't be from the TV version. That must be your phone version, right?
I have no idea. That's
there's 19,000 people watching that live video right now.
Is this dude supposed to be really good at? Is that PewDiePie?
is Fortnite 4 people running together?
No, this one is just one dude.
It's up to four players.
It's not quite at Minecraft level, but it's crappy,
pretty bunk.
Crappy
yeah.
graphics compared to what you can get on some of the...
I don't even know what he's fighting. There's
yeah,
no one there.
Either.
All right, whatever. Our text number is 800-400-3697.
He's throwing bombs
There's
in
no
bushes.
One there, so he's...
he's alone, running.
928 says, while eating delicious meatballs in Palo Alto, I turned to my wife and said, I just saw Sarah and her family around the corner. She said, they don't shop at this IKEA. You can't trick me, fool.
Oh, funny.
You go to the Emeryville one. IKEA.
Yeah, I would go to
for
yours.
Dinner.
Yeah. But
not
I,
the Palo
can't.
Alto, right? Yeah. It's too far.
Do you hear there was like a big scandal? I guess that the Swedes stole the recipe for their meatballs from the Turks.
No.
Yeah, they're actually Turkish meatballs.
The scandal was the horse meat thing.
Oh, no, that was another scandal. There's always some scandal going on at right. IKEA. Uh-huh. Yeah, the Turks are like, those are our meatballs. You bastards.
David Beckham stopped for a pic with the fan on the way to the church while Posh glared at him, says 415. So that's behind the argument?
I don't know. She doesn't
understand he's a celebrity? That's weird.
You don't say.
You'd think she'd sort of get that as she was once one.
She still is.
She is.
I care about her way more than David Beckham.
He's got a weird voice.
What was the... We just recently looked at a thing where somebody was making fun of David Beckham's voice and then came and apologized at their house, at his house.
Are you talking about Deadpool? Deadpool 2?
Oh, that's right. That's
what
it was.
Oh, it's a Deadpool bit?
I guess they said that
in the first Deadpool, there's a line about David Beckham's girlish voice or something like that. And then the promo for Deadpool 2 is Deadpool knocking at the door and trying to get David Beckham to open up and apologizes to him.
Yeah.
Really sorry. And David Beckham's like trying to talk like this.
Like, I don't know what you're talking about with me saying I have a girl voice.
Speaking of, the trash is next. What's coming up, Sarah?
Let's see. I'm going to start with the album sales. I've also got Oakland's Barbecue Becky. We're going to be talking about her and more after this.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.